What does Illinois Farm Bureau mean to the average farmer? In 1919, just 3 years after Illinois Farm Bureau started, it faced a funding crisis, and it was average farmers who helped end the crisis. At the 1919 annual meeting in Peoria, it was decided farmers would make pledges to keep Illinois Farm Bureau going. The idea met strong resistance. But then, without fanfare, Charles Locke, a Jersey County farmer, stood and spoke.
Yeah, I've got three boys, one who's in France, and I want to give them all a chance to be Illinois farmers. I want to be the first to subscribe $100 to the fund to make it possible for this big association to stand for farmers' interest.
The ice broke. Within a half hour, 100 farmers had pledged $100 each. That kind of commitment from average farmers has made Illinois Farm Bureau one of the nation's most effective farm organizations. Celebrate Illinois Farm Bureau's centennial, growing Illinois agriculture for generations to come.